Right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the S Club podcast.
To S Club 7, where we interview the entire cast.
Yes! No.
Dream come true.
Oh, my God. They are coming to New Zealand, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, no, they did a little while ago, didn't they? Along with like some other like Aqua and stuff, like
yeah,
those 90s bands.
So. Or are they coming? I don't know. Anyway.
Speaking of coming.
Yeah. I'm obviously Ella Jane, and because we forget to like actually say who
we
are.
Do. I just assume by this point they know. And I'm Miss Red.
Yeah, we do have quite distinctive voices.
Yes.
Distinct. Distinctive. Distinct. You be the judge.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, today we're going to talk about sexual health and well-being.
Yes. Now, don't turn off the episode. It will still be funny, I promise.
Yes, definitely.
And insightful.
Oh, yeah. We want to talk about like what it was like at school, like what kind of classes you had.
Because I feel like we have both really educated ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes through trial and error. And like I can definitely look back and kind of see how the system failed me.
Oh, yeah.
And like just failed us in general. And I feel like it still is. So Let's kind of have a chat about that, because I think we just need to be doing way, way, way better.
Yeah, definitely. Mentally, physically.
Yeah.
Spiritually, emotionally.
Pray to the D.
Pray to the D. I like that. Cool. So, yeah, what was your sexual health class like at school?
Oh, horrendous.
What was your teacher like?
Oh, she was weird, man. She was also like our PE teacher.
Yeah, I think that's like a Kiwi thing, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone here does two jobs, just by the way, because there's like not enough people. and like just we always take on more than we can chew, but that's fine. So yeah, so she's our PE teacher.
Which is physical education.
Yeah, sorry. Phys ed. Or like gym, if that's what you call it.
I don't know.
So we probably started health classes around like year 11. So how old are you, like 15 14 15?
Yeah.
So before the legal age of sexy time, which is 16 in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we had 2 years of it, and kind of part of it was learning about anatomy. Just like different muscle groups and like all that, like your body, let's learn a bit about it.
Yeah.
But then it was like all the like sex ed stuff was just like fear mongering. Mm. And it was like, here's a picture of a whole bunch of close up shots of disease. Here's how to put a condom on like a hard plastic dick. And like, let's talk about not getting pregnant. So I just, the whole thing, first of all, so fucking embarrassing and awkward. Like,
yeah.
You're sitting in like a classroom scenario and yeah. You're just learning about how everything can go wrong. And like, yeah. You're not even learning about the joy of intimacy or the joy of pleasure.
Yeah.
It's just fear mongering. Like they're trying to tell you not to do it because you'll get a disease and get pregnant before you want to.
I know.
And but like we all know that it's super fucking fun. Like we know Sex is fun because it's like on the TV, jokes about it and like intimacy with your partners, and like we know that shit sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So don't try to be
like disease, it's not fun.
Yeah, like here's a spreadsheet with all the diseases and let's see how you get them.
Yeah.
What you can do about it.
Or like, remember seeing, like, did you get shown that weird, like, decision tree where it's like this, like, a hetero couple and, like, she's a virgin, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had sex with, like, three other people, but they've had sex with this many people. And then there's this, and this is this huge, like, blossoming of people who've had sex behind the sky. And they're just like, are you sure you're just having sex with him?
Oh, God. No, didn't
Again,
see that tree, but...
fear.
Mm.
But, I mean, yes, always. Like, safe sex is important and we should be having that conversation. But,
It's missing the point.
It's completely missing an education for life.
Yeah.
They're giving you tools to avoid certain things for the next few years.
Yeah.
But they're missing out on life. Yeah. Like, are we supposed to then educate ourselves? But are they not supposed to be giving us skills that we're supposed to be taking forward in life?
I think the biggest issue is just how long sex ed is, because we actually only get it like one term.
Yeah, like a quarter of the year.
Yeah. So
I had mine for longer, but it was different aspects. We also did like a food and like understanding food and nutrition, and then we drugs. Did like drugs and stuff. Woo!
But that's the problem. Like, you can't. I feel like you can't teach as much that we need to know.
Yeah.
In a term or whatever. I don't know. How long is a term? Like 8 weeks or something?
Yeah, it's like a quarter of the year.
Yeah, so you've got 8 weeks and then you've only got one class a week to do the actual sexual health part of it.
Yeah, so the way that my school was done, I think I had phys ed mandatory for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I would have had 4 1-hour blocks of it a week.
Right.
But that might have also included like actual PE. So you might have like two physical things like swimming or like whatever, badminton, who knows, and then you'd do like you're like one theory class or whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely the same as me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, that was boring discussion. Sorry.
My point here is that there's just not enough time.
There's like not enough.
Well, and they're bringing in fucking inexperienced teachers to teach a topic, you know.
It's honestly, it's bizarre. And the whole thing's done so awkwardly. And I mean, by that point, some people are having sex.
I know. And you actually know in the class who's having sex already.
And you're talking, because then like, we also had like a weird one blip conversation back when I was in primary. So you were like 10 to 12, kind of.
Mm.
And it was like an afternoon and we were taught about periods.
Yeah, I know.
And so like all the girls were taught about periods and all the guys were taught about like wet dreams or whatever they were going through for like puberty, right?
Yeah.
But to be honest, by that point, I had my period for like a long time.
Yeah.
And I would have gotten more value from learning about boys, because also you're only taught about you.
Yeah.
But there's a huge, like, honestly, the guys who I was having sex with knew nothing about my body.
Yeah.
Nothing about pleasure, no skills about how to communicate their needs or interests, or if they didn't like something, you'd just stop seeing them. So, like, communication, learning about your body, learning about how to discover your body in a safe way, how, like, ways to talk to your partner to be like, I'm not ready for this, but I'd like to try this.
There should have been a classroom swap, like where the boys learn about girls. And
they need to know about periods. Honestly, they're so fucking stupid about it.
Mm.
Like, what are some of the jokes on the internet that are just like guys who don't understand? They're like, oh, I wish I was a girl. I could just like,
oh yeah, get off work.
Yeah,
just say I'm cramping up.
And I'm like, I'm at home vomiting from pain. Just by the way, and I'm still working. Oh, girls are so silly. Why don't you just sit down and push it all out?
Oh, yeah.
It's not how it works. Like, they just have a fundamental misunderstanding of my body.
Anatomy.
I didn't know about my body. And then also, like, I don't know about theirs. Like, the whole system, when I look at it, I'm like, bro, what were we taught?
Literally, I just remember a sheet with bloody STIs. Well, it was STDs at the time.
Yeah, a disease, not an infection.
Yeah.
You're diseased.
Yeah, and just getting a spreadsheet and being like, okay, learn about these. It's like, I'm sorry, what does gonorrhea teach me about my life?
Oh my God. So then how did you kind of educate yourself? Like, how did you self-educate? Because, like, we know quite a lot now.
Oh God.
Like, Google became a thing, which was great.
Yes, I think it definitely helps.
Like, how did I learn everything?
How did I get here? Probably porn did help in some aspects.
Porn is a double-edged sword, though.
Very.
Like, I advocate for porn, and then I also advocate for not watching porn.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a very kind of dicey area.
It's a dicey, very dicey area. But this is the thing with everything. It's like food. Well,
food, it's alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
It can go both ways.
Porn is good because I feel like it... So I sought out a lot of porn-based sexual education when I was younger.
Right.
Because I was very, turned on and, like, sexually, like, wanting satisfaction from, like, quite a young age.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for sex, though. That's the thing. So because sex is, like, with an actual partner is a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
But I was ready to be stimulated sexually.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to find porn on, like, my family computer. Because, like, I was too young and too embarrassed to go and buy a porno. But, yeah. I mean, at this point, all I have to go off is, like, my body and, like, but is this what others happen? Like, I wanted to see what pleasure looked like.
Yeah.
I was curious. But then the thing about the internet, it's like looking at a video on YouTube. Very easily you just find yourself in this weird kind of place. You're like, how did I get here?
Yeah,
I'm watching cats play the piano, but I started off with, like, how to fix, like, the light bulb in my car, and I'm now, like, 3 hours have gone by.
That is a
fuck. And that kind of happened to me with porn. Like, I kind of slipped into some really, like,
strange places.
Strange, but very alternative as well. So, like, I found, like, MILF porn really quickly, and I found kink-based porn really quickly.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, those, like, I'm interested in them and, like, exploring those. But, I mean, I still really enjoy mainstream kind of... I'm going to say vanilla, but I don't mean it in, like, a negative way. Like...
Just a category.
I know. It's, like, hetero, right? Like, it's, like, the norm.
Yeah.
What we are told is the norm is, like, basic bitch sex. And, like, that's fine. But it was good for me to kind of see that, oh, like, there's pleasure here. But then there was also some pretty serious, like, degrading behavior of women. And, like... bitch, slut, suck my dick. And I was like, oh no, like, I don't like this. Isn't how I want to be spoken to.
Yeah, is that what sex is going to be like?
Yeah, and then that was kind of what happened. Like, my very first sexual partner was, like, very woke is not the right term, but, like, had been engaging with, like, porn and stuff for a long time too.
Yeah.
But he was, like, keen to try anal and, like, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, whoa. Like,
we haven't even met.
I haven't even been, like, I'm nervous to be naked in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nervous for this intimacy. So, like, I feel like porn was good for that because it helped me to get some confidence and some kind of, like, understanding. But, I mean, a lot of guys, it's setting an expectation for women and for men.
Yeah.
Men to treat women that way and for women to act that way. And, like, that's their cues. And I'm not very keen on that.
Yeah, I definitely went looking for porn on the family computer as well.
Well, I mean, it's all we had.
That's all we had.
I'm dial-up, bitch.
Yeah, fuck yeah. My parents would, like, go out for the evening, like, for the pub or whatever. And then that was
so exciting because you got to get some porn time.
Yeah, it was go time, which was great because it really helps you see other vaginas.
Yes.
You're like, oh, okay, this is what some others look like. This is what some others do.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely liked seeing that girls were getting pleasure from all sorts of different things.
Yeah, that was good to know that it wasn't just not going to be fun for me. But still, if it's mainstream porn, it's all about the man's pleasure.
Yeah, and definitely.
That was actually something that was replicated in my sex life for a long time. But if I go to the kink side, it's more about equal. Or actually more about the woman's.
Yeah, good point.
And that's kind of where I was on, like, the world of porn.
You're like...
So I'm like, why is this all about you? Like, when I'm actually with someone. Yeah, porn's great, but it's awful.
Yeah.
But porn did then lead me to, like, masturbation.
Yeah.
Which I feel was good, but that's only because I managed to get out of the loop of porn, or, like, I have, like, a healthy relationship with porn.
Yeah, true.
God, I wish there was more feminist porn, but anyway.
And it probably helped that it was
just like sexy guys in suits.
Is that a category?
Oh, I wish it should be just like in a good suit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there probably definitely is.
There's got to be some suit porn, please.
But it probably helped that for us growing up, because there was dial-up and there was only one computer.
Yeah.
That we didn't have that much access to.
That's
it.
That's so true.
So when we're like, you know, children and we're going to bed, it's like we're not connected to it at all. And we have our minds stimulate us.
Yes. But I feel like as well that porn, it's just assumed that guys of that age are super randy and need porn and they need a release. They're growing boys.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I have rampant hormones too. Yeah. And I'm randy as shit. But all the messages I'm getting are like, be afraid, be scared, be protective, keep your virginity.
Yeah.
Instead of like, how do I safely release my pent up horniness? Mm. Like, I definitely did some very stupid things when I was younger from just being like so fucking randy. Like, it's a real thing. Like, we need to also knock when we enter our daughter's rooms.
Yeah.
Because they could be doing some stuff too.
Can you tell me about what your first masturbation, I mean, I will too, your first masturbation session?
I actually can't remember my first one.
What?
I know. I was very in tune with my body from a young age because I, like, developed into, like, a woman shape from so young.
Yeah.
And I got my period really young as well.
How old? What are we talking here?
I think I was, like, 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fuck. Definitely not an appropriate age to be having children.
No. Thank you, world.
Yeah, so I've had my period for a long time and I'm very upset about it.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Also, I'm like, can we just get through these eggs real quick? Can we just be done with it?
Oh my God, you're like, bring on menopause, please.
I don't want menopause because that's like another kettle of fish. But yeah. I just want, like, I just honestly, I want to be able to pay someone else to have my period.
I'm not sure we're at that kind of level of science
yet. I also want to pay someone else to, like, have my cold. Or just, like, pay for them to fully disappear, you know? Just, like, I just want them to just not exist. I just don't see why I need them.
Miss Red, we need pain in our life so we can appreciate greater things.
More pleasure, please.
Anyway, you're trying to sidetrack the question.
My first, I actually can't remember my first.
What?
I know. I was probably honestly so young.
Like, are you talking like before 10?
I mean, what are we calling masturbation? Like touching ourselves?
Okay, maybe first orgasm then.
Oh, yeah. So I would have been like 16 or 17.
Oh, wow, really?
Is that young or old?
I feel like that's old, but I don't...
I feel like that's young.
But...
because it was with my first partner ever.
Oh, shit. So you had it with a partner as well.
Yeah. I didn't orgasm until...
So you weren't orgasming while you were masturbating?
No, I did.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't for a long time.
Yeah.
I would just kind of like feel good.
Yeah, what were you rubbing? What were you rubbing on? I feel like you're like a couch rubber or something.
Look, my friends listen to this, all right? Oh, yes. We need to move the fuck on. But I did masturbate from a young age. I didn't learn. I mean... where do you learn about orgasms from?
This is the problem.
Because they're not, the female orgasm is not taught about in sex ed, first of all.
God, no.
I was already doing mom thing.
Mm.
And I had learned about orgasming. I think it was from porn. I think I learned about woman orgasms from porn.
Well, that's it.
And they surprised me. This is before squirting too, because that would have fucking horrified me. Being like, I don't want to orgasm ever.
Yeah.
But I remember watching Desperate Housewives at the time, and like Brie, that uptight redhead lady, she had never had an orgasm until like her like second husband or something.
Okay.
And it frightened her. She was like, what is the sensation? And for me, feeling the oncoming sensations of your very first orgasm ever was really alarming.
Oh.
Because I didn't...
you don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But you were 16.
No, that when I was with a partner, I orgasmed. So by then I knew. Yeah. But having my first orgasm with a partner sensation was, again, I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Actually, no. Oh. I think I did orgasm with him for the very first time. I don't think I'd ever gotten there on my own before.
Gosh, it must have been fucking good sex.
Yeah, I think it
Was it fingering or was it?
No, I was on top of him.
Wow.
And I think it just hit the spot and everything was happening. And I remember saying,
oh my God.
I think I just came a little bit. Like, because it was this weird, like, swelling, warm feeling.
You don't know what the fuck's going on.
You do not. I think I'd never come before that. I think it was it. Wow. But I still feel like coming at 16, 17 is young.
Yeah, it's getting younger. It's definitely getting younger.
Because I didn't have sex till I was 16.
Yeah.
Got to keep it legal.
See, I remember mine quite well.
See, this should not be this episode. We should be talking about sex and well-being.
This is sex.
Tell us about your first time.
Yeah. This is like, well, sex education linked with, you know, what's going on with you at that time.
Yeah. Because you're a hotbed of, like, emotions and, like, sensations and not knowing anything.
Not knowing a goddamn thing. So, I was 14. I loved SVU.
Okay, the sexual victims
unit. Yeah.
For crimes of the sexual nature.
Yes. I was getting turned on by watching this program.
You got turned on?
Yes. I was getting turned on. I know.
I don't want to shame you, but wow.
I know. Well, it was because they would talk about sex.
Yeah.
And they would talk about...
I watched SVU too.
Yes.
It was actually... Right. It was good to, like, learn more, but it was also the darker side. Again, it was be careful, ladies.
But I'm sorry. Nobody's fucking telling me anything different. So I'm getting off on fucking really bad shit.
Honestly, sometimes... what I would get off on was like a good song. A good song in my imagination.
What the fuck? Like Craig David or something.
Just something like that would really get me like, oh yeah, pumping energy, cool, fun, sexy.
What the hell?
Guys, dial up. One computer in the house.
What? Wait, hold up. So you're listening to a song.
Yeah.
And you would orgasm off of it?
Like, so no. Not just from it.
Okay, you're touching yourself.
Yeah, but I'm like having a masturbation session. Like dedicated some time.
With the song going.
With the song going. Because I don't have nothing. I have my imagination and I'm trying to set like a fucking soundtrack to it. And to like let music like take me.
Yeah, take you there. Oh, that's fucking healthy.
Thank you.
Definitely not my situation.
You're like watching crimes against people.
Yes, rape.
Sexual crimes. You're watching rape sexual crimes.
Yes, so I had this little TV in my room.
Oh, you had a TV in your room?
Yes, but so my grandma, she upgraded her TV that was in her bedroom.
And you got the
And I got the little TV. And it was like one of those real miniature ones that was like 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres or whatever. And it had like the aerial that you had to like plug in and then you had to like...
The bunny ears.
Yeah, you had to... Well, it was actually just a wire. And I had to like... I like blue tacked it into certain places because that would be like the best reception.
Yeah.
Fuck, those were the days.
Listen to us. Music and a tiny TV.
And there was no remote. So if you wanted to change the channel, you had to get up.
And also ads.
Oh, God. Anyway, so Special Victim Unit, that was every Wednesday.
I know. Hump day.
That was fucking hump day, man. That was... And, yeah, I'd get so turned on. And, like, one day, I was just sitting there, legs open, 14, and I was just, like, rubbing my clit, I guess. I didn't really know what's going on. And it just
felt good to rub right there.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this feels good. This feels good. And then boom, it was like orgasm happening. And I was just like,
no.
And it, like, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like,
I know it's kind of scary.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. But literally after it finished, I thought I'd turned into like a superhero. Because I didn't know that anyone else could do this.
Could do it.
And I literally was sitting there like, holy shit, what have I discovered? Holy shit, what's just happened?
Why do I know about my period and not about pleasure?
Well, and I know about sex, but I don't know about masturbating / orgasms.
It's weird. Like, there's so many pieces missing.
Ugh.
Like, there's no empowerment there. They're like, learn about your body in terms of muscle groups, but don't actually learn about your body.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. The whole system is just so bizarre. Because I got my period before the period chat.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
how was that?
Oh, it's fucking rough, mate. All of a sudden, like, I knew that periods existed.
Mm.
I did not expect to get it that young.
No.
I think I've got an older sister, and she got it like a couple of, like, when she was a couple of years older than when I got it. So I was like, oh, I've got a bit of time. Totally fine. Nah.
God.
Surprise, bitch. Let me ruin your fucking life. And then I got the talk from my mum, and she was really kind, and I cried the whole time.
No.
Because I was like, this sucks. Yeah. This sucks.
Because we kind of associate blood with, like, an injury, right?
Panic.
Yeah.
Like, your alarm. And it hurt. I had, like, major cramping. Yeah. And I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm 10 years old.
And you're turning into a woman. You should be so happy.
Having to navigate, like, school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 10.
I know. Fuck.
10.
Yeah, I remember mine at, like, I think it was, like, 12, 13. And, yeah, same fucking issues, man. You're just like, this is shit.
And we're shamed for it. Mm. And then, like, mine was so painful. Every month I would vomit.
Oh, God.
So if I was lucky, it would hit on the weekend.
Ugh.
Otherwise, I'm trying to tough it out at school.
Oh, my
God. So many times I actually had to go home and I'd vomit at home. Like,
that's crazy.
I know, just something going on. So I had to go onto the pill reasonably young to help moderate my pain so I didn't miss out on an education.
Oh,
I know. And again, they tell you about contraception, but only in terms of not conceiving a baby.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you about the other health effect, like health reasons that you could choose to use contraception. Yeah.
But fuck, at 10, you're just going, what the fuck?
Fuck me. Like, we've still got, like running around in recess and lunch. Yeah. And I'm like,
playing patty cake and whatever.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it was rough. It was real rough, girl. But now I'm a fucking pro. I just can't wait for it to all to stop, honestly.
I remember going on school camp, and it must be my second period or something. But you know when, like, the second period is just, like, brown goop that sort of came out?
Yeah.
And I literally...
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but mine was like a fury.
Yeah, no, that's fine though. Well, yeah. You would have been like 3 years into your... and yeah, I think I put in a tampon for the first time on school camp, and I didn't know you were meant to like take it out. I wore it for the entire time. And I was there for like 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Oh my God, Ella.
And I was in so much pain. Like, I was like, I thought it was kind of cool because at this point, like, we're on camp and I'm like, I've got my fucking period.
Yeah, all the girls are like, whose boobs are developing?
Yeah.
Got your period? Yeah. It's like a competition of biology.
Which really, it fucking sucked.
God, girls suck, eh?
But I had worn this tampon. I like didn't obviously tell anyone, but I'm like wearing this tampon and it's starting to fucking like chafe inside me. And I was like, this fucking sucks. But I'm like, oh, I've got a period. Like, I've got to, like, take care of it. But, like, it fucking would have done nothing to my underwear, right? Oh, that just brings back bad memories.
Tampons are, like, a nightmare, honestly. Trying to get the angle right.
I don't, actually. Yeah, I've stopped.
I've given up. I've gone to a menstrual cup now.
Oh, yes. The new rage. Yes. Love it.
I actually love it.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a lazy bitch. I mean, because I've had it for like 18 years.
Oh, God.
18 years.
I'm so sorry.
My period is an adult.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can vote. My period can vote.
Oh, don't give it that kind of power, please.
It can have sex. It can drink. It can buy liquor.
Oh, my God.
It can drive a car.
It definitely drinks a lot of liquor. I might say
Jesus
that.
Christ. My period's so old.
But yeah,
old as the hills. It's finished high school.
Oh, God.
I'm so fucking old.
You're getting really into this.
I just find it hilarious. Like, why have I had it for so long? Like, the irony. Like, I don't want children.
Yeah, I know. That is literally the irony.
forever.
You were meant to breed. You've got the breeding body, clearly.
I actually do. I have like torso for days, hips. And I'm probably number one fertile person on the planet. Yeah. I just have a sneaky suspicion that I'm fertile as fuck.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hey, just look at me.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to breed with this? Anyway.
Yeah. Back to the topic.
Yeah. So, back to the topic. Well, we've kind of covered like the early sex ed. Like, I don't have any solutions, yo, but we've just got to do better in terms of like talking about it.
I definitely, because I wanted to actually go back and study. Teach, sorry. I wanted to go back and teach. That's what I actually wanted to do with my life. But it turns out it's really fucked up. But schools, they just allocate people to teach sex ed. There is actually
no dedicated person.
You can't go to university and get a qualification in teaching under sex education or health or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, when I went for my interview, they were like, there's no studies for this. You can't get qualified in
this. Which seems weird, right?
Because that is fucked.
Because, like, we never, ever, ever even spoke about consent or anything like that.
No.
And, like, it absolutely needs to.
Oh, there are so many things we need to talk about.
It's just, like, an outdated curriculum.
Oh, yeah.
Taught by someone who skips shit because they're embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nightmare. Anyway, in terms of like well-being, again, like you're not really, again, the tampon thing, you're not really taught about how to like look after yourself sexually.
Yeah.
You just try and figure it out. But like when I started having sex, I would get so many UTIs because no one.
I hear you.
Because there's kind of a trick as a woman to having sex and not getting a UTI. Like there's tips and tricks. But again, it's not spoken about.
No.
And then you're at the doctor taking like some pretty hefty antibiotics. Because like you're pissing blood.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing's bizarre.
Your pee feels like fucking sharp knives.
So then I kind of educated myself a bit on how to avoid that. I've just got to like really hydrate before sex.
You Google this?
And then pee. I think I spoke to my mum about it.
Oh, okay.
Because people and women in my family, because UTIs are pretty sexist. Guys can get them, but normally women just do.
That's a physical thing, not like.
Yeah.
It's mainly.
But also sex. So like guys have sex and they don't have to like pee straight after. No. So they like flush out bacteria. No. Like you're the vessel. Mm. You have to flush. So it's like there's a few things you can do to kind of like make UTIs less frequent.
Yeah.
And so because my family, the women in my family get lots of UTIs, just as like a genetic biological thing. Like I don't know if that's real or what, or we're all just lazy. But I like stress kind of triggers them as well, and like we're all quite like ambitious, stressy people. But yeah, so like peeing after sex and all that kind of stuff. Like when you have a lover and you're young and they like butt stuff becomes all the rage and they like try to go like from the butt to your puss and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, this is the problem because they don't have that many UTIs. They just like, oh, fuck it. I don't give a, they don't even know what the feeling is like to have a UTI. Like it's like dying.
It feels horrendous. And then also, you can just low-key get, like, thrush.
Oh, yeah.
And have, like, the itchiest puss on the face of the planet.
And the smelliest.
Okay, mine.
Not thrush? You don't get thrush smell?
No.
Oh, God.
I get UTI smell.
Okay. Because thrush is usually
this
built up.
This is so unsexy.
Well, we need to talk about this. We've got to.
Everyone has got anti-boners right now.
Yeah, sorry. But we've got to normalize this, you know, talking about these topics.
Well, especially when I'm like sugaring and you're swinging and you go to like an event or something.
Oh, girl.
And you're having like multiple partners in a safe, consensual way.
Yeah.
But, like, your puss is taking a bit of a beating.
Yeah, fuck
yeah. And, like, it can get a bit raw. So how do you then look after yourself in that respect? Or maybe you have a partner that's really, really randy. How do you manage that emotional relationship and still the physical relationship without wearing your body out and making yourself sick?
Yeah. It's definitely a fine balance for sure.
Because I don't want to say no. If my partner wants some intimacy, I want to say yes.
Is this during your UTI or are you just saying like...
In general.
Yeah.
Like my UTI sitch is pretty under control now.
Yeah. And what, like, what do you think you've done to help it?
Well, just recently not have sex.
Well, that is one of the cures.
Yeah, abstinence. I'm listening to the church and they're like, just don't have sex.
They had something going for them on that one.
No, I changed all my underwear to like more natural based fibers as opposed to like the synthetic-y nasty stuff. And I don't wear thongs.
Oh, okay.
I don't like them.
Yeah, because
my butt's hungry.
What I've found out is that a lot of the UTI issue is that basically your poop is getting into your vagina.
Or into your urethra.
Your urethra. Yeah. Yes.
Because if it gets into your vag, you get thrush. If it gets into your urethra, true. You get a UTI.
And into your bladder.
But they're like 2 mil away from each other.
Yes. So the thing with the thong, I guess, is that's your issue.
It brings it all in.
There's a lot of rubbing and moving around. So that's probably why I get a lot of UTIs, because I only wear thongs.
I hate them so much. Like, my shape is just no good for, like, the normal thong shape.
Oh, really?
It feels awful. I hate it.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'd rather wear no underwear or underwear and you can see the lines.
Yeah, right.
Look at me wearing underwear as expected
and not having UTIs
and so not having that's sexy.
That is fucking hot.
It's real hot. And I'm really aware of just how hydrated I am, because if I get dehydrated, I'll get a UTI.
Yes.
And then if I don't have enough fluid in me to like pee pretty soon after sex, I'll get a UTI.
Yeah.
But this is bizarre, but often I will want to go a few times when I'm seeing someone.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I go after the first one and then we start up again, I'm a little bit fucked.
Yeah. You've got to hold, man.
Well, I don't want to hold because I was...
or hydrate.
I was only planning for one.
Yeah.
So I've timed it so that I'm ready to pee. And then we go again and I'm like, yay. But also now I have to go chug some water.
Yeah, about a litre. Yeah,
to kind of get it all through. So it's like, it's a not very sexy side of it that I think guys perhaps are completely clueless to.
Oh, 100%. It's like
water management.
Yeah, like I've had to educate the captain on it because I would get so many, especially, you know, swinging, like you've got a lot of dicks going in and out, you're doing anal, you're doing fucking, everything. And so now it's gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I've got a full bladder. Now I can have sex. It's like, I can't even be like, oh, I'm getting randy and let's enjoy this. It's like, hold up, wait. Have I got enough liquid inside of me to actually wee after this?
And then for some women, this is not even a factor at all, right?
Yeah, for me, fuck those bitches.
We love you. We're just jelly.
You're very, very jealous.
Very, very envious.
You must have a nice long urethra.
Yeah.
And I hate those bitches.
Well, we love them. Good for them. We don't want them to get UTIs. Okay. But just understand that, you know, some girls do. And then in regards to like sugaring and some other kind of well-being stuff.
Yeah.
I had a few things I wanted to touch on, and it's nothing to do with looks. I think that is completely by the by and there's someone for everyone. But something for me is that although I'm very like energetic and outgoing, I'm very much someone who has to be alone to recharge.
Yeah.
So like I really like going out and spending time with people and like meeting new people, but it really costs me a lot in terms of energy. And so for my well-being, like I have to be so aware of when my tank's getting low and just start saying no to some things.
Yeah, definitely.
And really choosing like who I spend my time and energy on.
Quality.
I know, which is why I think I see it more as dating with benefits.
Mm.
Because I really do only want to spend time with quality people, and I'll see them regularly, and we have a good, deeper relationship. So I'm willing to spend the time and energy on them. But sometimes, like, I've got something in the diary and I'm just like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to stay home and eat chippies.
It's been a long day at work.
Put my fluffy slippers on and watch TV.
Yeah, totes.
And then on the other side of the spectrum is, like, I definitely went way too hard on all the benefits of sugaring when I first started out. And I was eating way too many, like, rich food.
Mm.
And I'm not a big drinker, so I was drinking way too much alcohol as well.
Yeah.
And so I was getting a little chonko.
Oh.
So I was putting on, like, a bit of weight, but then also, like, super rich food and just like a bit hung, like a bit dusty the next day.
That's the best part about it, because like you're usually like a student, or like you're coming out of being a student and you've just started like a new job.
Yeah.
You're on that fucking minimum wage and
ramen for dinner.
Ramen noodles. And then, you know, they've got this guy going like, I'll take you out to this like fancy fuck restaurant.
I know.
And you're like, oh fuck, the plates are like $30-$40 a go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh damn, hell yeah, I'm gonna order the fucking Wagyu beef.
Yes, I would like a different drink with every meal.
Yes, would like my wine paired with my fucking food.
Fuck yes. And can I get some extra butter on this thing?
Yeah, sides.
Because I would not be getting like a salad. Like, I'm personally not very much like a salad person.
Oh, I love good salad.
I like salads when I make them, but not when I go out. Right, I'm just like, is this shit?
I can make
a salad at home.
We're not paying $40 for a salad. Come on. Fuck off.
So I'm getting like meat, and I'm drinking like sugary cocktails, and then
that truffle butter, like the actual, but like the actual truffle butter, not like the anal truffle butter.
But actually,
a bit. Maybe on the side.
Maybe later. But just like the breads and all this beautiful food and like really thoughtful, delicious stuff.
Mm.
But I was finding that it was like fucking up like my normal kind of food routine. Mm. And then I like, if I went out on a like a work night, I call them school nights. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Go out on a school night. And then I'm like, have alcohol, and like I'll get home maybe like quite late in the evening, and then I've got work the next day and I'm dusty, and then I'll have like make some bad like choices because I'm like a little bit hungover, and it's like Tuesday. And it just kind of like makes my whole week fall out. So like I definitely still go out on a school night, but I'm I'm very much like, oh, I would like to be kind of like, I've got a big meeting tomorrow, I need to be up early. Like, how do you feel about, you know, wrapping us up at like 10-ish? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Instead of like 1-ish.
Yeah. Or you just need to suck faster or something.
Hey. It's fucking rude. I don't want to suck faster. What if that means they come faster and I can't dodge it?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about my deep distaste for cum, have we? No. Okay. Anyway.
We have, I think, yeah, on the Allergies one.
Oh, yeah, episode. But anyone will be scared of that.
Yeah.
And then because I was, like, getting so caught up in the, like, gorgeousness of delicious food and, like, getting all dressed up and going out, I wasn't really going to, like, the gym or anything because I was just, like, so tired all the time.
Yeah.
And I was going out when I'd normally be doing something.
Yeah, no time.
It's, like, a huge thing for me is, like, being really protective around my time for me, because like I love going for a walk or a hike or like going to the gym or doing like a yoga class or whatever.
Mm.
I was like, I don't want to miss out on this.
Yeah. So no, just, like, it's needed.
I protect that kind of shit in my diary now, and like I'll wiggle it around in my week, but it needs to still happen.
Well, and you got to avoid sex addiction as well. Like if you're fucking having sex with multiple guys the week and like putting off looking after yourself, like
yeah.
that could be down the path.
Well, it was so exciting and new for me that I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. It was like discovering something new. And then I kind of settled into it. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, I'm exhausted on the weekend. Yeah. And like, my life's a shambles.
Your social life with your friends.
I know. And I was like, I can't go out. I'm sick because I'm like run down from too much dick.
Yeah. Or just you put too many dick plans on your schedule, you know?
Pretty much. Because if I'm seeing guys who kind of travel and I see them infrequently, honestly, sometimes I've had like three of them come up in the same week and I'm just like, fuck. Like, I love spending time with them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I also personally don't like putting my dates too close together.
No.
Because I personally don't like that. But also I want to see them.
Mm.
But also my pussy raw.
Yeah. Like it's like, what can you get away with? Can you just do, is there like some that might just do a dinner?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Unlikely.
Because you want the D.
I mean, also, I want the D. Like, I love intimacy with these people. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're just lovely human beings that I love spending time with. And I love to feel good, but it's like, oh, it hurts. It hurts.
Yeah, you know, after day three with three different guys that,
oh, I'd never stack them like that. It would be like a few days apart, but still, the recovery would be intense.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my, I guess, watch out is like if you're wanting to get into kind of sugaring or swinging or whatever, just don't assume that your body's not going to react to the increase of intensity.
And just
look after yourself.
Yeah. Make some time for yourself and, you know, just check in and make sure you're not going down a path of an addiction, whether it's for the money or for the sex or, you know, you got to look after the well-being of your mental health.
Of your being.
Of your being. Yeah, I was like, look after,
treat yourself?
Yeah.
But it's a real thing. And I think part of it as well is like, I was fortunate enough to have such a good group of girlfriends as well that I could like kind of share this side of my life with them because I would have found it basically impossible to hide this part of myself because it is who I am. This is a facet of who I am.
Yeah. So you want to be who you are.
Absolutely. And like talking to people about it and sharing your true self is really crucial as well. So if you feel like you can't tell anyone, oh, that would be so hard.
Yeah, you're either up to something that's probably not good for you or you've got the wrong group of friends.
Or, like, I got you. You know,
you
just
got me,
babe.
No. Two different songs.
There's just someone that you can be really open with and they kind of know what you're going through. So maybe you need to make a friend in that world.
Yeah, find a support group for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then talk to your friends about sexual well-being. Like, we have to normalize it. Sexual education, like, everybody's body is gorgeous and unique in theirs.
Yeah.
But because of that, they might think that something's normal and it's not. So just keep the information flowing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I hope you feel educated now, guys.
Yeah, I hope we've, you know, talked about some things that maybe happened in your life and we'd love to hear what happened with your sex education.
Yes, what was it like? Was it abstinence all the way? Was it actually nothing at school and a fantastic education at home? Like,
yeah.
What was it like for you? How did you educate yourself if your education was really poor? Drop us a line. We'd love to have a chat.
Yeah, that would be awesome, guys. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you are enjoying our podcast and want to support us, you can find us on Patreon at the S Club Podcast.
Yeah.
We have a huge amount of different levels with some pretty amazing benefits. Not friends with benefits, just benefits.
Okay.
From personal notes, you can submit us a question.
Yeah.
And we can even give you a personal shout out on air in our sexy fucking voices.
Oh, yeah.
And the top tier benefit is a personal Skype chat with the two of us. So check it out and support.
We will be naked.
We might be naked, but you won't be able to see our faces. So
We'll think about that.
Maybe an extra level. Anyway, so support us and support the podcast so we can keep sharing the juicy stories.
Oh, the juicy gossip.
The goss. Oh, the goss.
If you want the goss on a more regular basis,
yes.
And you can come to our Facebook page and Instagram at s.club.podcast. And if you want to listen to this, which you probably already are, we are on Spotify and all the music stations.
Yes, so share it with your friends. Yeah. If you also want to, you know, secretly let them know that you two are going to try sugaring.
Ooh.
And they can find us on all of the major podcast platforms. So spread the word, leave a positive review. If you're going to leave a negative review, you can fuck right off.
Or at least pay us.
Spoken like a true sugar pepe.
Yeah, make it rain. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks.